1933, the Trading with Enemies Act was modified to now, in the text, ladies and gentlemen, to include Americans, that the enemies were the Americans. They took the gold in 33, FDR did. The Federal Reserve Act came a little bit before. In the 70s, the corporate statute structure of America was amended so that experimentation was now legal to be done on the American public for the good of the United States, the corporation. Joyce Riley, of course, Joyce was the one of the pioneer whistleblowers of that fact. What Deborah is discussing now, the experimentation, the fulfilled plans of the United Nations, the making you a cog in the wheel, where the creation and dominion placed upon you by the Declaration of Independence is no more, that you are an enemy, that somebody, some power, some entity wants to take that crown from you and herd you like animals into Planned City. She's going to discuss this. Deborah, now, ladies and gentlemen, forest fires are about 1,400 degrees, and a stainless steel fridge melts at about 2,800, so you do the math. So, Deborah, before the break, you read a very important line there from PG&E. Why don't you continue with that point there?
But I want to add to what you just said, Daniel, and I want everyone to realize that the receivers of the United States bankruptcy back in 1933 were the international bankers, the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. And it's important for everybody to just realize that all United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating within a de facto status in name only under the emergency war powers. The federal government exists in name only. So if you can wrap your head around that, then you will understand more in depth of what you're going to hear now. So prior to the break, Daniel, I read one sentence out of an email exchange back in 2011 between Pacific Gas and Electric, which is Rothschild, and the California Public Utility Commission. I'll reread that short paragraph now. Everyone can find this email exchange on stopthecrime.net under Hot Topics. But here we go. This is now PG&E saying this back to the California Public Utility Commission on August the 22nd of 2011. We are the first to propose a solar generator in space that will beam RF waves down to a receptor site and convert it to DC current. We have changed our receptor site from the Mojave Desert to Sevastopol. Now let's look at what this solar generator in space is. It's called Solaren, S-O-L-A-R-E-N. PG&E contracted Solaren. It is a directed energy satellite provider that was planning to use satellites in California for power and weather. And here's what it says. This is back in 2009. And it says, potential for weaponizing commercial space-based solar power satellites. Solaren, again, S-O-L-A-R-E-N Corp, is based in Manhattan Beach. That would be in Southern California. And Solaren holds two patents for transmitting microwave-directed energy from space to pinpoint locations on Earth. They list the patents. I won't read the patents. But they tell you that one of the patents is a solar-powered satellite which will generate a powerful microwave radio frequency beam focused on an array of collector antennas, where it will be transformed to electrical power supplied to Pacific Gas and Electric. This is Rothschild. The second patent, a solar-powered satellite will generate a powerful microwave radio frequency beam to control the weather by heating deployments of aluminum oxide or other conductive technology and particles sprayed from aircraft. Sprayed from aircraft. The patent describes methods of steering and changing the intensity of hurricanes. It also talks about earthquakes. So Solaren, PG&E, Rothschild, was contracted years back to create what we're seeing now here in Northern California with the weather and weaponized events. Now I'm going to talk about another document, which is very important to understand, because they control the weather, they could make it rain, but they chose not to. They withheld the rain. So here's a plan. This is back in May of 1995. This is entitled Weather Modification Operations in California, October 1st, 1963 to September 30th of 1964. And here's the bulletin number for anyone that wants to look this up. Bulletin number 1664, State of California, the Resources Agency, Department of Water Resources. How many of you would think of looking up weather modification under water resources? Okay, what is really, really important to understand out of this document is what it says here, March 9th of 1965. And this was from the Water Resources to the Honorable Edmund G. Brown, Jr. That would be the father of Governor Brown, that is our governor now. Here it says, weather modification operations in California, October 1963 to September of 1964, reports upon project operations conducted during this period by agencies licensed by the state. This is the latest of a series of similar reports which have been published periodically since 1955. Daniel, since 1955. During the period covered by this bulletin, there were 9 projects involving weather modification operations which were undertaken in California. These were accomplished by 8 of 11 operators who were licensed by the department for such activities. So they were licensed. So they talk about how they were looking to control the natural precipitation by artificial means, and they accomplish this. The report divulges that they also talk about the total flight time for airborne disbursement was about, and they list the hours of flight time for disbursement that they did, but they talk about the areas in California, and they list the perpetrators, those they gave the licenses to, and PG&E is one of them. So, again, it doesn't end. They also say in this document that all of the testing was successful. In other words, they were able to make it rain for the purposes of increasing the availability of electricity for hydroelectric production. All of this was proven to be successful, meaning they could have made it rain on these fires and chose not to, and they chose not to. I want to read another quote, and this is very, very important. This is from the United States Secretary of Defense, William S. Cohen. This is dated April of 1997. Quote, others are engaging even in an eco-type terrorist whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. Now, Secretary Cohen made this statement at a convention on terrorism, weapons of mass destruction in the U.S. Strategy in his official capacity as the U.S. Secretary of Defense. So I think we can consider that as a result of his official position of the United States, he used the word in this as are. He didn't use the word they might, maybe, could. He said they are. I'm going to read the quote again. Others are engaging even in an eco type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off volcanoes, earthquakes remotely from the use of electromagnetic waves. We are the enemy, and I added that in. So we have to consider what the United States Secretary of Defense said, and that the earth and the sky have been turned into weapons, and they are being used now at the present time. And I think we need to take all of this beyond seriousness and look at reality. I want to just say there's some psyops going on right now to be aware of, because we're going to be hit with that. Just be prepared. There were some articles that were in some of the local papers soon after the fires, suggesting that this is all Illuminati talk, directed energy weapons talk. It's all conspiracy theory, and it's unbased. Keep in mind, that has been what the media has been dictating to us, all false propaganda and disinformation. So I tell you now, don't be confused. Do not be confused. Understand reality. Dr. Stan Monteith on his radio show always said at the opening of his show, it's reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will be. And we're talking about reality. So I want to talk about a couple more things, and then we're going to jump into painting a visual picture of what the United States.
We're coming on a break, Deborah.
Yeah.
I don't want you to get too far down the road. We're coming on a break. We got about a minute or so. Let me ask you this question in this short time. As you go over this and you realize what a whistleblower you are, and what impact does this information have on you? I mean, it's got to be a heavy weight that you're carrying here.
Well, it is absolute immense. It's truth trauma for me and my family. It is a very, very heavy weight, Daniel, and I thank you for bringing this to a conversation. Looking at the documents and digging into this for so long, it has literally at times been and is so painful. And as I lay these documents out and create the puzzle of what I see, and then I see it. And I've just now also returned from Cuba. And Cuba is in a horrific experiment socially as well, but they're further advanced than we are. And I will be giving a talk about what we observed in Cuba. It was absolutely horrific. And when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about what these policies are doing in the United States and how our we are being attacked on all our coastlines. Think of it as a Normandy invasion on our coastlines, but this is global.
Yes.
And this is important to understand, and I will get into that when we come back.
There's the music. Ladies and gentlemen, a crown is placed upon our head. With that becomes responsibility. With it becomes your power. Somebody wants that power. When we give away the responsibility, what do you think would happen? The greatest nation on earth, for the divinity that is given to us, what do you think would happen when we start pushing this away? People like this come in and shoot directed energy weapons and want to kill us all. In the 70s, I think it was 77, America signed a weather treaty. If you think Deborah's up in the night, ladies and gentlemen, why would America sign a weather treaty with the nations of the world not to use it against each other if there wasn't the ability to control weather? Yeah, we know that. Now, in the document, you have to know, the documents Deborah's going off of, these aren't some, you know, fake things you found at the back of the internet somewhere. These are major documents that are in most major cities, the city planning, whatever, that are out there for anybody to go see. You just got to be a bloodhound like Deborah and be catch this bug to go do it. She's doing it. She's on that wall for us, and she's bringing you this information. What are you going to do with it? Deborah, we have a short segment here. Pick up wherever you want and continue, and next segment we'll switch gears slightly. So,
okay.
DeborahGamaras.net.
Right, thank you. I want to just say that fires are only part of the strategy to globalize the world and institute new urban planning controls, which is no planning at all, basically. It's elimination of masses in various stages. And I don't look at genocide as an option, to be honest. But the fires in California are a Rothschild, a PG&E. It's a transmission situation now in this last campfire. Interesting that they chose the name campfires. They burned up the town of Paradise. But I found this article that was reprinted, actually. It's entitled PG&E Transmission Line Eyed in Campfire Had Collapsed During 2012 Storm. So in this article it said, and they refer to Brian Cherry, who I read that paragraph to all of you that was in that email exchange back in 2011, and here's a quote from Brian Cherry within this failed line back in 2012. He said that some details appeared in July of 2013 in a letter to the Public Utility Commission. Keep in mind, the Public Utility Commission is an arm of Rothschild, so don't think it regulates anything. It doesn't. But from then, Vice President of Regulatory Relations, Brian Cherry. Now, he was the Vice President of Regulatory Relations. That is who Brian Cherry was, who I read that paragraph from. He wrote about the plan fixed to repair damage caused by a winter storm event. PG&E proposed to replace towers that were that had failed and been impaired during a storm in Butte County on the border. Butte County, again, is the county where the town of Paradise burned down. Goes on to say that the construction project was in the direct vicinity of the first reported transmission line problem the morning of the campfire. So we have to understand that. Oh, and Cherry also cited in this that extreme topography was a problem for tending to the transmission lines. Now, I want to add this. In a Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power, in a document I found out of the UK and out of Israel, it spoke about the intentionality about not repairing our infrastructure throughout the United States, not just gas lines, not just wastewater treatment plants, but also power lines and roadways. We're seeing all of that happening. All the money has been siphoned off. It has been stolen. It is now going into the investment of real estate, which we see all these high-rises, all these smart cities and many towns being built. Where do you think that money is coming from that's laundered as we are ripped off while the monies that we're paying in taxes is not being used for what its purposes are? It's going into many things, including real estate. So as a builder, when I look around at all of these buildings, my first question, where is this money coming from? Because we have to understand that this would not be happening without human compromise and ops, and the top officials could not be made to send a nation into this type of diabolical program where we have ongoing perpetual wars, where we have total reconstruction and destruction based on fraudulent science, leading now to global disruptions of all people and all economies, which are going to create new markets and financed and driven by the World Bank, the United Nations, and the climate action and resilient plans that have been adopted worldwide. This is a worldwide plan of acceptance. We have consented. When people say, Deborah, where can we move and be safe? I tell people, look at the climate action plan of the town where you might consider moving. It will never tell you about chemtrails, but chemtrails have no boundaries, and either does the increased electromagnetic frequency system that is being deployed either. But you can find the weather.
There's the music. There's the music. On the other side, we'll continue. What does this look like if they win? And also, there's in the news, they're announcing about the chemtrails now. And now, Deborah, I would like to, we don't want to say this is what's going to happen, but let's say this is what they are planning in the documents. What does their plan look like?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. The plan looks like what the climate action plans, the resilient plans, and what this newly released U.S. climate report discusses as well. That newly released climate report warns of damage to the environment and shrinking economy. So they're planning for this. They're telling us if we do not reduce our greenhouse gas emissions by getting off of fossil fuels completely and coal, which they say will not stop the climate from changing anyway because, of course, they're using weather weapons. It has nothing to do with climate. So what I recommend for everybody is to read some of these reports, see what they tell you is going to happen as a result of climate change, because that is what the weaponization of the technologies are intending to do, and they are doing them. And I want to just start rolling into a couple of other reports. There's a report on, and it's called Beyond Traffic 2045. Inside this, I'll make one reference to it. It talks about airports that will likely be under sea level because of sea level rise and storm surge. Some of the airports that they're talking about is New Orleans, Fort Lauderdale, San Francisco, Oakland, New York City, LaGuardia, Miami, Philadelphia, Newark, D.C., Reagan, Tampa, and New York City, JFK. So what do we need to talk about this? We are under mass assault around all of our coastlines. This is not just the United States, but this is a global frontal attack on our coastlines. Think of storming on Normandy Beach, but think in terms of a planned retreat. All of you can type in coastlines planned retreat. You can't make this stuff up. You're going to see areas all around the peripheral of every country where people and villages have been relocated. The plans are to relocate 7,000 military bases of the U.S., all branches of the military, to higher ground. This is war games, relocating to higher ground. They're telling us in these plans that we can expect billions and billions of loss to the economy in the coastal communities, loss to tourism. And planned retreat is a way in which people are going to be moved out of their homes that are in low-lying beach communities. And they literally have to walk away. What planned retreat means is allowing your property to be consumed by the seas, by the ocean, by the waves. And this is a technology. So how did we discover that one? Well, many of you have heard me over the years talk about the NASA war plan. And in that plan, they referred to the Blast Wave Accelerator, which is Operation SEAL, S-E-A-L. It was developed in World War II to be used on the low-lying coast areas of Japan had either of the bombs not gone off. Well, now they've been using this technology ever since World War II on the perimeters. It's causing coastal erosion, storm surge, which is why we're seeing such massive amounts of floods when hurricane hits low-lying areas, and they create storm surge, which does not allow the dumping of the water, that they have tremendous rains, and then the water can't flow out to the sea, so it just floods. What they've done, too, and they've strategically located wastewater treatment plants that are also an infrastructure nightmare as well. And those are literally part of the targeting and the contamination of the aquifers in areas where the wastewater and industrial treatment plants are located, many of them, of course, by waterways. You can look that up. I have a YouTube up called Sewer Poop Tour. You can go on a tour of a wastewater treatment plant if you haven't seen what that looks like. Sewer poop tour. But understand, these have been strategically located throughout all of our cities. This is going to be one of the forms of drinkable water that's going to be given to all of us. They claim that they will be treating our sewer and urine water. Of course, there's SSRIs in it. There's all kinds of medications they cannot remove. They know it. But this is going to be served up. It's sewer-to-tap technology, and this is how they're going to create the illusion of limited water resources. We have to drink every drop. And, of course, for those of you, you've heard me talk about primary water. We have plenty of water. We are the water planet. So now let's paint a picture of what the United States is going to look like if these plans meet the goals. We can look at the coastlines under mass attack right now with technologies that none of us knew existed. Storm surges, blast wave accelerators, the tsunami bomb that the Russians have invented. What has happened is along many of the areas of the coast, there has been aquifer pumping, over-pumping. that causes subsidence. What do I mean? Well, when you overpump an aquifer and reduce the water, the ground collapses. And if it's up against the coastline, such as Ventura County in along the coast of California, you have subsidence. Or before you have subsidence, there will be saltwater intrusion. Salt water is heavier than water, so when those kind of think of it as a beehive. When that beehive is empty, the salt water will go in and fill that aquifer. Lots of those aquifers are being intentionally overpumped. They've got these new groundwater allotment plans to reduce the amount of pumping so that they can literally ration water to the farmers. This is all part of an enormous plan to regulate the water. Right now, I'll just throw this in, and you will want to check with your utility department of your city, but they're rolling out the wireless smart meter water meters now. And that's an additional layer of frequencies in all of our communities. So that is happening now. Find out where your water meter is located. We were able to prevent the deployment of a water meter on a property here in Santa Rosa. There were four collection points in the city of Santa Rosa where all of the meter reads from these water meters go. So think in terms. Visualize all the water meters that are in our sidewalks going pell-mell through the city to four collection sites in the hills in Santa Rosa. That's what you're going to look like. So let's look at America. So we're being hammered on the coastlines. We're being told we must retreat. It's called planned retreat. We're being told to retreat. Our military is retreating. Our military is in on all of this. Again, all agencies exist in name only. Watch the YouTube we have up. Coastlines under attack. Storm surge artificially created. We demonstrate and show you the documents that say what you're hearing me say right now. So now I want you to think about the country, a map. Think of a map. Visualize a map, just maybe of your state. And think about where your schools are located. Think about where your city buildings, county health departments, all of the government buildings, think about where they are located, all the agencies. And think of them as wrecking balls. The enemy is within. And we have wrecking ball agencies throughout our country that is bringing in UN policies of death and destruction and global disruption and massive, massive movement, forced relocation, forced migration into mega cities, if we make it into mega cities. Many of us are noticing tall cities being built. We know here in the rebuilds in Santa Rosa, California, we're being told that they're going to be building up smaller buildings now along public transportation. We will be, by the way, putting up a new wildlands map. Watch for that on StopTheCrime.net. We're working on that now. It's a global map. It's going to show you where all the mega cities are, and that's where the cities are. There's 11 of them in the United States. So thinking about a bird's eye view of the map of the country, think of our waterways as being poisoned, because they are. Think of the tributaries as being overheated with water and limited oxygen, which they are. Think of the algae blooms in Florida, where recently the governor requested a state of emergency. And we're heading into a break.
Hold that thought, Deborah. Yeah, hold that thought. We'll be right back on the other side. Solutions, Deborah Tavares, StopTheCrime.net. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very important that this type of information, you know, you don't get overwhelmed by the truth, the reality of it. And we're strong, and we have power, and God has created us that way, and we're here for a purpose. You were born for this time. You're here for this time. and there's a reason that you're hearing this information. Deborah's been going over what their plans, what it looks like if they win, what it looks like if they're continuing along with this. Continue with that, Deborah, and mention, you haven't mentioned earthquakes yet. Talk about the earthquakes briefly, and then let's get right into some solutions.
Yes, earthquakes are being exacerbated now with the new delivery system of planned future electricity, and that is through the geothermal plants. Please, again, go to stopthecrime.net and watch the video, Earthquakes, Geysers Exploited by Drilling. We take you on a tour of the world's largest geothermal plant, and it's right here, only 45 miles from Bohemian Grove and 1 hour from where I live. So I would recommend you watch that. What is happening with the geothermal operations? It's the new plan to generate electricity, which they are telling us is 100% renewable. They're telling us that solar and wind is not reliable. Of course, we know that because of weather and weaponized events. What we also have here is an earthquake advisory. We've just read the front page of the paper a few days back. 68 San Francisco high-rises have potential flaws prone to crack in earthquakes, a recent study has said. What they're saying is that the weld joints of 68 buildings that were built in 1964 through 1989 that have steel welds will be compromised and fracture during an earthquake. So they're getting us ready for earthquakes here. This is all part of a planned weaponized assault as well. Many of you may know that the volcanic eruption on Hawaii was exacerbated by the Puna, P-U-N-A, geothermal plant that was operated and is operated by Rothschild. You can take a look at that and see that YouTube on stopthecrime.net as well. I found documents from the World Bank that talks about the geothermal plan future operations. They're planning to go forward with those worldwide. They talked about job hiring opportunities. People can earn between $25,000 and $100,000 to be geothermal operators. The environment around geothermal plants is deadly. It creates acid rain. Of course, it has hydrogen sulfide, which is deadly. You can die by suffocation in a minute if you are exposed to it. There are many, many problems with the geothermal operations, and continuous and constant earthquakes are just one of them. So, again, I encourage you to understand. So, now, Daniel, we need to talk about what people can do. I certainly want to underscore that because you're hearing a lot, and I think people feel empowered if you feel that you can do something. Certainly get this information out where you can. Create a community of like-minded people to support you in your growing understanding of reality. And I can say that everyone's solution to this is going to be different because that's going to be based on their understanding of the depth of the problem. So do something, whatever it is. Pass out flyers. Get information out. Go stand in front of your city council that's valueless because they don't work for you. They work for the United Nations. But you get to go on the cameras at the city, and you can take the footage off like you see us do. Do anything. Just do something. Put signs on your cars. Don't let this go by unspoken, because your silence is your permission for this to continue, and it is, and it's amping up. I would definitely consider, if you're on a rural country property, to look into securing primary water. Go to our primarywater.org website, and then that will take you to the Primary Water Institute. Understand the reality behind drilling for wells. We need to get to water, good water source, because water is going to be massively reduced here in California. In just a couple of years, they're limiting our water per person per day massively. When a person attempted to live under those constraints of what we will be limited to, 55 gallons per person per day, that may sound like a lot, but try as this one person may, they were only able to get their water usage down to 190 gallons per minute. They called the water agency and said, when I'm required to have it to 55, what do I do? And they said, you can't water any outdoor plants. This is oxygen reduction. Understand, this is plant elimination, oxygen reduction. This is all part of the strangulation, the suffocation of the planet through reduction of plants. We need plants to live.
Deborah, let me ask you this. In all your time, I don't know if anybody's asked you quite like this because it's crazy. Would you characterize this basically as a satanic Luciferian plan to take over and destroy man? I mean, is that too much to say?
Oh, no, of course it is. This is a group of certainly human psychopaths, and it's a battle between good and evil. There is absolutely no question. And one of the solutions is to live your life every single day in right conduct. Do the best, the next best right thing, and live as God intends us to live. And certainly secure yourselves as best you can, so that you are prepared for events. Certainly we're being told here to have bug out bags, because we may only have a few minutes to flee from a fire. Certainly understand your evacuation routes if you're in fire zones or flood areas. Understand that this is a new abnormal that we're being forced into with the control of weather weapons. Do everything you can to speak to everybody you can about weather weapons, whether they think you're crazy or not, because very soon they will understand that you are not, and they will seek out for more information as they become unstable with the overwhelming knowledge of reality. And so it's up to all of us to do our homework and understand our reality. Again, Dr. Stan said it's reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And as surreal as this seems, it is a reality that we all live in. And when I reach out on radio or through the YouTubes, that's one way that I work on working through the truth trauma that I live in. And people will go through different levels of sorrow and pain and realizing where we are. Go through it. Get through it. Get to the other side. Know you're here for a reason. Start taking action. Get, again, some food resources so that for power outages. We're told here that Rothschild Pacific Gas and Electric is going to turn off our power when we have wind events, red flag warnings. They're going to turn the power off. What do you think that's going to do to rural areas that rely on wells and pumps? We're not going to be able to access water. So do all you can to get this information out and certainly share this broadcast.
Deborah, it's been an absolute pleasure. ThePowerHour.com. We will have this up on our YouTube channel. Just, we'll edit this, and Kat will get it up commercial-free. And, of course, StopTheCrime.net, PrimaryWater.org, Deborah Tavares. Deborah, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully, under better circumstances, when victory will be ensured by us, we'll be able to meet again. And I pronounce safety upon you. I pronounce truth. I pronounce peace to you. And that your mouth may go out there and cleanse the nation and let them know of what we're dealing with. And to all of you, ladies and gentlemen, we are together in this. And we will not stop. And it's all about the truth. And God is with you. And so are we. ThePowerHour.com.